Part 1. Refining Your Message. Chapter 1. Discover Your Why. Do you want to know the secret to a winning marketing strategy? It's so painfully simple. It's the why. Actually, it's two whys. The first is what I like to call the personal why. Why are you motivated to work? What is it that gets you out of bed every morning? Why do you do what you do? The personal why is so important because, let's face it, business is hard. There are going to be days where it feels like too much risk, too much work, too little time. The personal why is so critical in these moments. It keeps you focused and motivated when things get tough. So why do you do what you do? I'm not going to let you off the hook with cheesy, canned answers like, because I want to make the world a better place. You need to visualize your personal why and make it specific. It needs to feel real, not ephemeral. I had a client that wanted to become successful so she could buy a farm where her family could all live together. She had the entire layout mapped out in her head down to the last detail. There were times that she felt like giving up, but she could always circle back to that vision of her family farm and how it would improve the lives of the people that she loved. Her why was energy from which she could pull to push forward throughout the process. In fact, your personal why will be relevant throughout this entire book. We identify the personal why so we know the motivation of our efforts. It gives us something bigger than ourselves on which to lean and gives purpose to the second why. The second why is your product why. Why is your product or service useful? Why will people want to buy it? Why should we care? As the digital age rolls on, our connected lives mean that we're constantly flooded with messaging. There are ads on Facebook, suggested content on Twitter, viral news in our mailbox, marketing emails, banner ads. We're so inundated with messaging that we, as consumers, simply won't engage with something if it doesn't capture our attention. Now, there are plenty of people who think that capturing attention is just a matter of some catchy copy with a bold font. Bright colors and punchy words can get eyeballs on your ads, but what does it take to get someone from an impression to a sale? The answer is the why. The why helps you think about your product from your customer's perspective. In my philosophy, a customer is always more than a number. The more you understand your customer, the better your business will operate. Finding your why is absolutely crucial to determine your marketing strategy. It will literally dictate everything else you do from that point. So how do you discover your why? First, think about what your product or service is and what it does. For the purpose of brevity, I'll use product going forward. We know this applies to services as well. Now write it down. You should be able to describe what your product is and what it does in two sentences. If it takes any longer than that, it may be too complex to explain to your target customer. What your product does is the foundation of communicating its value. Now you need to understand the problem you're solving. Why is this thing relevant? What does it make easier? What issue does it resolve? Why is it better than existing alternatives, if they even exist? Try to form a clear idea of what your product improves or fixes for your customer. Determining what your product is and what problem it solves is the key to contextualizing your product's value to your customer. Now, one of the most important steps to discovering your why, identifying your customer. Who's it for? What kind of people does it help? Who would find it useful or interesting? This is so important. You have to be able to envision your target customer. The end goal is to be able to think like them, to be as thorough as you can. Let's say your product is accounting software. Depending on the interface and features, your target audience could be solo entrepreneurs and freelancers, or it could be small business owners and agencies. It makes a difference. Establish as much as you can about your customer group or groups. When you've done this, you'll be able to see and order the demographics or characteristics in terms of importance. I'll give you an example from one of my previous workshops. Paula is an entrepreneur who designed an app that will allow the user to track their pet via a GPS tracking unit attached to the pet's collar. She knew her target audience was pet owners, but it was more complex than that. When she did this exercise, her conclusion was that cat owners and dog owners, while both her target customers, needed to be separated because of the differences in dog and cat ownership. For example, many people let their dogs outside in the backyard or off leash at a dog park frequently, whereas many cat owners keep their animals inside. Dog owners were perhaps more active or outside with their animals more often, so the connection between them and her product was more obvious. With cat owners, however, she would have to try to appeal only to the cat owners who let their cats outside on a regular basis. Otherwise, her product was only necessary if the cat got out accidentally. It was clear that the value of her product was more readily understood for dog owners. For cat owners, her marketing strategy had to be considered carefully. The exercise also helped her find a new target group, animal rescues. Not only could organizations that protect lost or stray animals better track animals in their care, they could also resell the tracking software to the family adopting pets from the rescue. Paula was unable to find her why. Her product was important because people love their pets as family members. Anyone who has lost a beloved pet can relate to how painful the experience can be. Her product mattered to dog and cat owners who want to be responsible, loving pet parents. Paula was able to push to find her product why because of her personal why. Her motivation to succeed was driven by a desire to take care of her parents in their old age and declining health. She wanted to be able to hire home help so her parents could maintain their independence as long as possible and stay in their house. In the exercises at the end of this chapter, I expect you to discover both your personal and product why. Guided Exercises, Part 1, Refining Your Message. Exercise 1. Discover your why. In your notepad, describe why you are driven to succeed and what you hope to accomplish personally. Be as specific as possible. This is your personal why. Next, write down a sentence or two to describe your product, what it is, what it does. Next, write down a problem or two that your product or service solves. If relevant, add in what it does better than alternatives in the market. Now, write down the three most important characteristics of your target group or groups. Under these three characteristics, write down as much specific demographic information as possible. Use this space the way that it works for you. Circle things that are important, underline, draw, etc. Lastly, what is your product why in one sentence? Write it down.